I'm Michael Hernandez, KRWG News Time is 6:45. On the Tuesday Health Watch, you normally want to see a high number on a cholesterol test for HDL. That's the good cholesterol that helps protect against the LDL that can build up plaque in the arteries. But a new study suggests high HDL levels in middle-aged or older women who've gone through menopause are associated with higher plaque or buildup. Dr. Tulika Jan, a cardiologist with Texas Health Dallas, explained why to Sam Baker.
What they believe is happening is that these particles during menopause are interacting and causing cholesterol buildup early because menopause is an inflammatory state. The body's changing in many ways. Their hormones are changing, body fat is changing, inflammation is changing, and they believe the HDL particle is being modified. And instead of behaving in a protective way, something's interacting with it and leading to higher plaque in the carotid arteries.
Menopause is a natural cycle of life. So there's not much you can do about that. So then what is a woman to do about this situation with HDL and LDL and cholesterol?
We actually don't very commonly recommend any drug therapy for HDL. We do recommend drug therapy for LDL. So it's very important to see your doctor and have these cholesterol parts measured. And the LDL, there's very clear guidelines on who needs to be treated to reach a goal LDL with medications, which are usually statins. But for the HDL, lifestyle, diet, risk factor modification is very important. So that includes exercising, eating a diet with lots of plant sources, fruits and vegetables, not smoking, modifying your diabetes and hypertension. All those are shown to be helpful in controlling your HDL. But for some people, it's just genetic. So those lifestyle modifications help. But it's important to see your doctor to know what your goals are.
The standard cholesterol kind of testing wouldn't get into this much detail. It's possible for a person to say, oh, look, I've got a great HDL reading, when in fact, something more serious may be going on behind all of this.
Actually, I think that's the important information that we're learning. Previously, a lot of individuals and patients, they might have felt a little bit of a false sense of security that a high HDL is protecting them, but that's not the whole story. They have to understand that their LDL level is very important, and just having a high HDL cholesterol doesn't mean everything's fine. You can eat whatever you want. You don't have to worry about exercise. So they should see their doctor and also observe a good lifestyle, diet, exercise, not smoking.
Okay. The lifestyle choices a person can do something about. Is there more specialized testing available that will get to this particular situation?
So when you see your doctor, the general cholesterol panel includes a total cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglyceride. But there are places where we can study these particle sizes and determine if someone does have genetic cholesterol disorders or the way their body processes cholesterol in their body, if those disorders are affecting their cholesterol profile. So you can talk to your doctors about those options.
What determines who gets the specialized testing and who doesn't need it?
So there are risk factor calculators that put together risk factors such as hypertension, diabetes, but also your own personal history of heart disease, stroke, peripheral vascular disease, which is blockages in arteries in the legs or the kidney arteries or the neck, plus your family history. People who might have a tendency for genetic disorders might be good candidates to have these particles checked.
For anybody else, what's the determining factor as to whether you need to get the specialized testing or not?
People who have an abnormal basic cholesterol panel probably don't need specialized testing because they already have indications. But we know that some people have evidence of premature heart disease or cardiovascular disease or other symptoms and have normal basic cholesterol profile. Those are the people that we're looking for other explanations for what's going on, and those are people that might need to consider doing the specialized profile.
Is this something for people in general to fear?
I don't think this is a reason for people to be alarmed. It's all about awareness and prevention. And what I want women to understand is that if your HDL is high, I just don't want them to have a false sense of security with that. They need to understand there's other factors to look at. The most important is the LDL number. So even if you have an excellent HDL reading, the LDL independently needs to be looked at and make sure that's at goal.
Dr. Jan, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.